Friends in Christ and family of Bethlehem, I will say this, family, today we celebrate just that. Now, thank you for your patience, because the last 6 weeks we've been looking at the men and women and the various things that remind us of family, but not just our individual families, what we call the family of God. And we do that with this unique sort of way. We call this the Jesse tree. It started long ago, 6 weeks ago, but long ago in the sense that it started with Adam and Eve, all the way from the roots up. When it seemed like all hope was lost in the Garden of Eden, we could have been sitting there naked and lost in the garden for the rest of our lives. And it was a pretty hopeless situation. But God gave them a plan that from their children, their children's children, would come a promised child that would right the wrongs of his parents and would right the wrongs of every single man, woman, or child that ever would be. From Adam and Eve, we've seen how this family tree has turned and twisted and gone and come back to life several times. We've encountered people old, like Abraham, Sarah, David, Abigail, Esther. We've looked at Noah. We've looked at Jonah. All these people. And finally today, we get to a point on this day of Epiphany where the greatest light of Jesus is revealed to you. We just celebrated Christmas. But what does that mean for the rest of the year, right? We could leave Christmas boxed up and put away in a counter somewhere with our old nativity sets and leave it for the next year, but not this year. We're not going to let that happen because you know why? Jesus is going to be revealed in your life starting today more than it was last year. Today, Epiphany is all about Jesus being revealed not just to shepherds, not just to the angels, not just to the people of Bethlehem, but to people that aren't even Jewish at all, the wise men. We call them the Magi. What that means for you is that you're included in this family. You're included in this family. We're going to get to that in a moment, but today there's so many things that we could talk about. What about those gifts, the gold and frankincense and myrrh? What about that star that we heard about? How did that get there? Where did these magi come from? All these different thoughts. Why was it that Herod was so upset when he heard that there was going to be a new king? The one thing that we remember today, the most important point, is that you are now brought in the family of God, adopted. And because of that, have the gifts that any legitimate son or daughter could ever have. I want you to turn with me for a moment. Today in our worship, we heard one of the scripture readings read, and it's our lesson from one of the letters of Paul. And it's going to be chapter 3 of the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. Go ahead and open your Bible that you have in front of you today. We're going to turn to Ephesians chapter 3. These are the Christians in Ephesus. Over in Greece and Italy, in the ancient Near East, Paul is writing in the 30s, 40s, 50s AD in there. And in chapter 3, he says something quite profound for us as not just Christmas people celebrating Christ's birth, but as Epiphany people celebrating how we can continue the light of Christmas going on. I don't know if you caught this, but there's a really significant sentence. Now, if you're following along, we're on page 977 of your pew Bibles. 977, Ephesians chapter 3. And you can look even at the title, The Mystery of the Gospel Revealed. The Mystery of the Gospel Revealed. For our confirmation students, we're learning what is law, what is gospel. The law tells us what God demands of us, what we have failed to do. It convicts us. And the gospel tells us what God has already done and what he continues to do. And read this in verse 6 for us today. This mystery is that the Gentiles, anybody that's not Jewish, you and I included, the Gentiles are fellow heirs members of the same body and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. That's a gospel message all in itself, friends. We are heirs of every single good gift that God has come to give. We are heirs. And what does an heir get? A whole multitude of every single thing that their parents would have given as an inheritance. The fact of the matter is, though, we never deserved it. We weren't even family members. We were the distant neighbors from long ago, but all of a sudden we're heirs. We're adopted into a family, regardless of who we look like, where we're from, what language we speak, what our skin color is. We are Gentiles. And the promise that the Magi tell us is that now this message is for everybody, you and me included, fellow heirs. That is the gospel for us today, that Jesus is for all people, for all time, no matter if they want him or not. Now, there's another thing called the law. The law tells us that sometimes we just don't want what Jesus has to offer, do we? We want it our own way. We want to see miracles happen. We want the best every single day. We want perfect unity in our families. Sometimes that doesn't happen. Sometimes people still fight after we just celebrated Christmas. Sometimes marriages struggle, even when we just gave each other a Christmas gift. Sometimes siblings fight. A lot of times siblings fight. Think of all the different ways in which we could encounter the law in our own heart. How is God convicting you today? How have we messed up? How have we failed God in our lives? Have we given him our... Did we know what was right and wrong and we decided to do the wrong anyway? I don't know about you, but I struggle with that every single day. The law always gets the best of us. But you know what? Every one of those things has been covered over because Jesus is here. Jesus has been born. And what that means for you is that there is a way out that you and I couldn't even have come up with. Heirs to a promise, not just to have our sins forgiven. There's so much more. We're heirs to an eternal life that even when after this world is over, even after when our life is done, we have a promise that life goes on. We have eternal life waiting for us right here, right now for you. Regardless of where we've come from, regardless of what's in our past, that's what the Magi, the three wise men, ultimately have to tell us. But let's think about those three wise men. As heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise. A lot of times we think of those three gifts, thinking that if there were three wise women, they would have given more practical gifts, maybe. Maybe they would have given diapers or some baby formula or who knows what. A lot of us maybe speculate they used the gold when they traveled to Egypt to provide for their family, to gain passage back to Nazareth. They might have used the frankincense when they worshiped and prayed at home with Mary and Joseph. They might have even used the myrrh to cover up the scent of a dirty diaper that often myrrh was used for. And yes, we could say that Jesus is born a man into our flesh. He did cry. He did have messy diapers. He did all the same things that babies in this flesh have. He's a partaker of our family too. But the one thing that's important, let's look at those gifts. Gold. We're going to find out today when we sing We Three Kings. The gold reminds us that Jesus is King, King of Kings. Reminds us of his royalty. So for you, as we are wise men and women, and we still seek him, how do we lift up, promote, treat another person as if they were royalty? Think about that. Now, we don't have to bow down and worship and be subservient to anybody, but how do we put another person first in our lives? I think that's a message that the Magi are welcoming us to consider today. In 2022, how are we going to be wise in giving of ourselves to another person and ultimately to God? How are we going to make God number one in your life this year? Is it more prayer time? Is it more quality time with your family or your spouse? Come up with a lot of answers. Gold reminds us that people are royalty because Christ has made them heirs. What about frankincense? It's a type of incense. It's a type of smoke that you could burn. It's a resin made out of tree sap, probably not the same out of your Christmas trees, but it's used in worship. It reminds us of our prayer life. What are you doing? And what are we doing to pray for another person? How are we going to pray a little bit more this year and be wise men and women? One thing I like to do that maybe is helpful to you, when somebody asks, can you pray for me? Don't just write it down or put it in the back of your head. Pray for them right there, right now, and watch their reaction. You'll love it. Prayer is an important thing, and make it your priority this year. Because that's a gift that we can give, because we've been given it from our Lord. And that last gift, myrrh. Myrrh is one of those crazy things that we never talk about. It reminds us that Jesus was born for a purpose, to go to the cross and die. Myrrh was a burial anointing perfume to cover open the stench of a tomb. How crazy of a gift would that be to give to a newborn baby? And it reminds us about sacrifice. Life is about sacrifice. How can you and I sacrifice our own wills for the good of another person this year? Think about that. How can we lift up another person who might need to be treated like royalty? How can we pray for another person that needs desperately the prayers that are effective from a righteous person? And how can we sacrifice maybe the desires of our own heart so that another person can have a smile? You see, these are the things that lead us back to the family of God. Because when we do that, we become brothers and sisters of Christ, fellow heirs. And that's the message of the Magi. That's the message of the Jesse tree. That's the message for you today. On Epiphany, the end of Christmas, Christmas continues because we can shine that same light of Christ, regardless of how dark our lives are. Because it's not you shining, it's Christ shining in, with, and through you. Epiphany lasts all year long because of that. And there's no mistake, just like our mission here at Bethlehem, we are guided by that same star, the same light of Christ. So this year, as fellow heirs to the promise of forgiveness, eternal life, and every good thing that our Lord has to give, how can you and I, as family of Bethlehem, serve God and one another? How can we shine the light of Christ, the love of Christ, and glorify God, lift up another person? And finally, how can we share the good news that the people that aren't worshiping with us today are still part of our family too? That's the message of the Magi, and that's your message and my message for all of us today as we celebrate this gift. Once again, the mystery is that we, that you are a fellow heir in this family of God, members of the body of Christ. May that message cover over your worries, your cares, the hopes and fears of all the years, and this year ahead. Amen.